Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
I'm not getting into detail of anything. There's an NRL investigation going on at the moment. And I'm happy for them to get to the truth, I really am. And while that inquiry is taking place, we've been told to publicly make no comment. So I'm going to do that. But in terms of your question, answering your question, that's pretty, and I'm not talking about myself, probably speaking with respect to my wife, my family, my wife's family. It's been a tough process to go through as a family together, but I'm fortunate that I've got a strong wife. Who loves me, I've got a great family, I've got great friends, great support around me that have obviously helped through these allegations that have been made. It's been a tricky few days.
You're a human after all, so you're obviously going to feel the emotions if you want.
I think we're all humans, so you do feel it, but I've had certain experiences in my life before where I've had some serious emotions I've had to deal with, and football's always been great for me in compartmentalising those feelings. Like I say, I've got a great team, great people around me that have helped support me through. It's been a tricky time, but like I said, it is what it is, and we're all stood here talking about something when really we should be focusing on the game that's coming up in a few days' time, which we're all looking forward to as a group of players. We've trained extremely well today. It's going to be a huge crowd. We're looking forward to that.
Sam, what about the timing of the story as well, the day before the Dragons game? I mean, has that had an effect on you too, when it had been floating around for a while, but just before a huge game like that?
I have no comment to make. I think you can all make your own assumptions of everything. And like I said, there's an inquiry going on with the NRL, and I'm happy for the truth to come out. That's fine. And that's going to be my answer to the majority of your questions.
Well, what is the truth?
There's an inquiry going on, and following the process. I'm not allowed to speak about it publicly. Like I said, I'm happy for the truth to be found.
Sam, when would you like it completed by?
As soon as possible. I think hopefully within 24 hours, 48 hours, I think there should be a resolve.
Are you exploring your legal options on this matter?
I'm not sure. Once this process is finished, I'll speak with my lawyer then. There's a lot of important things going on at the minute. I've got some serious football games in front of me, some process that we're going through here. But once that's all done, surely, yeah.
Sam, can you put this to one?
Sam, can you put the timing of this coming out now? Are you angry that it's come out now?
Like I said, I'm not commenting on that. I'm not angry. I'm not. What hurts me the most is seeing my wife upset about what's out there. Having to deal with that. I'm not angry. And like I said, that's why I'm completely happy to go through the process, be as open and honest with everything. And like I said, I'll follow that process, and hopefully, as you asked before, Brini, it's resolved sooner rather than later.
Sam, the paparazzi in the media have been camped outside your house since the story broke 5 days ago. Your wife and daughter had to leave your house. How much did that hurt you?
Well, I mean, I just want to protect my family in this whole thing. I've got a wife, I've got a daughter, my wife's heavily pregnant, so I just want them to be safe and happy, and in my current situation at home, there's just no chance of that.
Sam, the game this weekend, Roosters versus Rabbitohs, it doesn't get much bigger than that, especially in a preliminary final.
No, I think it's great that the Roosters Rabbitohs rivalry is fantastic, and it's going to be a huge crowd out there at Allianz Stadium. So, you know, it's great. We had a lot of people at training today watching, which is good. It's this time of year. You know, the sun's shining again, and it's the best time to be out there training. You know, the atmosphere is good. I guess it's do or die for all teams now left in the competition. So, certainly looking forward to the game on the weekend.
The Roosters have lost three of their past four prelims. How much do you guys are riding on that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that stat myself. I've had a bit going on, I've not really looked too much into too many stats. But, you know what, and I've always said it, when the stats are against us or with us, I've always said they count for nothing once you cross the line. Once you get on the field, it's a performance, and it's an 80-minute job you have to do. And you know, what's happened before really doesn't count for what's happening in the current moment. So, I'm not buying into too much of that. But, you know, listen, the Roosters have had a week off, and a little bit fresh and ready to go, you know. Competition favourites early in the year, and you know, they're playing some good football at this time of year. Like I say, you know, we've had two very tight games, so you know, I think we'll probably be going in as the underdogs.
Why do you say that? Because they're missing obviously Napier and
Latrobe. Well, I mean, they've had a bit of time to freshen up. You know, I just think it's their home stadium. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Sam, in regards to this saga, do you think it's better for the people involved just to own up to it and move on?
Like I said before, there is a process going on, and whilst that process is taking place, I can't talk about it publicly. You know, it's...
But while this process goes on, this circus continues.
Yeah, and that's why I keep referring to it coming to a conclusion as soon as possible, and I'm sure you'd understand that.
Sam, you mentioned you've got a great...
To one side and actually focus on the point.
Well, you know what, I'm glad that I'm still here today. I'm glad that I have a chance to address it and speak to you guys so you understand where I'm at. Understand, you know, I'm not running away and hiding from what's out there. I'm here, I'm telling you that there is an inquiry going on, and it's coming to a close hopefully within 24-48 hours, and until that time I can't talk about it, guys, and you have to understand that. You know, you can ask me all day about it, you know, and I'm just going to not put myself in a position that will get me in any trouble because I cannot talk about it. I'm sorry, guys.
You know, you've got a great team, Sam. I'm just wondering, how have your teammates been supporting you during this time?
Well, my teammates have been fantastic. My teammates have been fantastic. I'm fortunate to have a great team of players around me, and you know, we all have challenges at times, and you know, we get through them and we grow. It's brought us certainly close together. So I'm grateful. You know, and not only that, I've got a great family. You know, two of my brothers are in the team, which is great. I've got a beautiful wife and daughter, and my mum and everyone, and my mother and father-in-law are fantastic. So I've got plenty of support around me. The club have been fantastic. You know, through, you know, what's been, as someone said earlier, a bit of a circus.
And your brothers did mention that once you get out on the field, you won't be thinking about this at all. Do you believe them? Do you reckon that's going to happen?
Like I've said before, I've been in situations before where I've dealt with much harder things in my life, real things in my life, where I can... Football is a place for me of... you know, it's been my life for a long time, so I get on the field and I play football, and whilst I'm out there, my mind's just thinking about football, which is a good thing. And that's, you know, for me, that's why it's, I guess, easier to go through this process. And that's why I sympathise for my poor family that are having to, you know, they don't have the distraction that I have. I will be fine come game time.
You're one game away from being back in the grand final. Have you had time to think about that? That's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah, it really is exciting, but I've not had much time to think about it really. But like I said, we prepared really well today. I thought we had a fantastic field session. You know, with the game's on Saturday. You know, we don't want to play it too early. Like I said, the Roosters have been preparing for 8 or 9 days before us, so they've been well prepared. We know that, so we're going to have to be good to get through the game. And like I said, we're putting our best foot forward, mending a few bumps and bruises, but we'll be ready on Saturday night and looking forward to what's going to be a great game.
Have any encouraging words for James Graham after the game last week?
No, we are great friends, me and James, and you know, we'll meet up in a few weeks to go to England together for a series over there. But you know, he's a great man. He doesn't need any encouragement. He's a pretty strong character himself. He's a good man. I think he's been a real difference to the Dragons down there. So it's just great to see him.
We'll leave it there, guys.